Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
And welcome back, everyone, to Conversations Live. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could join us once again. One of the things we talk about on this show all the time is being able to encourage people to go for their dreams and to be able to do the things that makes them happiest. We hear all the time from individuals who say they have a story in them that they feel like they want to write but don't really know where to start. Well, our next guest has written a book that I think will not only help you realize where to start but also what it takes to make sure your book is successful. Ken Dunn is making his first appearance on our program. He wrote the book, Learn How to Write a Book in 2 Hours, the details a publisher won't tell you about creating, producing, and marketing a bestseller. We're going to talk to Ken not only about what it's been like for him to share this information, but also how he's been able, through his company, Next Century Publishing, to help individuals do just that. Ken, hello to you, and welcome to Conversations Live.
Hey, thank you very much, sir.
Hey, really excited to speak with you, Ken. I was actually posting my review on Amazon recently, and one of the things I thought about as I was writing the review and reflecting on the book is how we learn a lot about you in the process of reading this book, but also about your journey as a reader, what it's been like for you, of course, to build what you have with Next Century, but also why you want to help other people. I mean, what has it been like for you, Ken, as you've been talking about the book, discussing your services? What has it been like for you to see the way that people are appreciating the material?
Well, you know what? The most fulfilling part of my life is what I'm doing right now, and having a chance to talk to thousands of potentially new writers and existing authors about the material, it's just been a real blessing to me. You see, I didn't start my adult life as an author and a writer. As you know from the book, right around 29 years old, I realized, from reading a book, Og Mandino's classic, The Greatest Salesman in the World, that I actually had some pretty good sales skills. And then I started reading incessantly. Literally, I've read over 1,000 books on business, personal development, personal growth, and everything in between. And I've used those books and, more importantly, the experiences to build my company and my life. Now I've written a book with a hope of inspiring more people.
Ken, we're losing you there on the end. You were starting to break up, but I know one of the things that I heard you say before, it seems like you were cutting out, was about being able to inspire other people. And I think just your story, what you just shared, that is also related in the book, will help people in that regard, because as you talk about in the book, that reading was not something you did a whole lot of, especially before becoming a father, but that was one of those turning points for you. Do you hope, though, that with a book like this and the way that you're able to share your own process, that it helps people to realize, for one, that it's not too late? Because that is one of the things that you hear people say a lot. Well, I've waited too late, you know, I don't have the time to do it. But also that it is not as difficult as they may think it is, especially today with new media.
Oh yeah, without a doubt. Look, writing a book is easier today than it's ever been before. It's really, so many of the nonfiction authors that we deal with write books through their 10-minute bursts of madness, through their blog articles and in small little snippets. There's over 1 million new books being published every year in America.
Yeah. And you have been a part of that in several ways, Ken. One, of course, is being able to, as you were saying, to be able to speak to individuals about this process, but then through your company, through Next Century Publishing, to be able to help to guide people. I mean, what has that been like for you? Because we're able to get a taste of it in the book. But what has it been like for you to know that you have been instrumental in helping someone's dream of becoming a writer be realized?
Well, look, I only started the publishing company out of necessity 7 years ago. You know, after leaving policing and getting I became a sales trainer. And I wrote my first book 9 years ago, a book called Being the Change, which actually guides people through the process of developing the skills that make them good salespeople. And as I started to write that book and subsequent books, I needed a publishing company. publishing company, and I got taken advantage of. I ended up hooking up with an internet-based publisher and a marketing team that 80,000 on book production, the cover, the marketing program, and 5,000 copies of it. And when the book came to market, there was over 200 grammar and spelling errors in it. It was a disaster. And they told me they could sell thousands of copies of it, and they only sold 4 copies of it. So I went out and studied the publishing industry for 2 years just with the intent of writing my own book. I realized I needed to have a label, a publishing company, to do so, and then I launched it. And then, you know, it was just self-serving. It was never then I, as I started to gain popularity, people started coming to me and asking for help. And initially I was giving advice for free, but then I realized that it was helping. The advice was helping people, and better books were coming out of people. And so the company grew out of that. And it really has turned into an absolute passion and love for me. It's seeing people taking their ideas and turning them into realities, it's just been a blessing.
Right. And that, again, is something that we're able to see in the book. I want to say for those who are just tuning in, either on the radio side or online, you're listening to Conversations Live. Ken Dunn is our guest today. We're talking to him about his book, Learn How to Write a Book in 2 Hours, the details a publisher won't tell you about creating, producing, and marketing a bestseller. One of the things that you just shared about your own experience is something you spend quite a bit of time on in the book, Ken, and that is the editing process. And it goes to a larger point that you make in the book, and that is you basically are going to get out of this what you put into it. So you have to be willing to invest in yourself. Editing is definitely one of those big things. Have you found that that has been one of the big things to get people to realize, for one, that they need help, and that, two, editing, especially a professional editor, is something that is instrumental in their being successful as a published writer?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Look, I've cut the book itself down into 3 sections, creating, producing, and marketing, because those are the 3 facets that really lead to success with a book. The creating part is really about getting those ideas out of your mind and onto paper. And depending on your personality, I give lots of advice on different ways to do that. And the problem is that so many people who start, they call it writer's book, but really what it means is you're just not using the right way to get that book out of your head and onto paper. And in the creating section of Learn How to Write a Book in 2 Hours, you can get that. But then in the second section of the book, the production section, I really lay out the secret that the greatest authors in the world use to produce best-selling books. I'm talking the elite page-turners, you know, the books that you start reading and you can't stop reading. And essentially, Cyrus, like you just to not have an ego, that's really what it comes down to. You see, first-time authors especially, they have these big egos about their books and about what they're writing, and they say that the book needs to have their voice, and they hate it when other people start changing them. And they are making the proverbial fatal flaw, the fatal mistake in their whole book's success. So what we tell people and help them to understand is an old adage: every writer needs an editor, and every editor needs a writer, and never the twain shall meet. In other words, when you're finished creating your book, get out of your own way and hire an editor to help you turn it into something that's readable. We at our company have the best editors in the world. Bestsellers list just in the last 8 months. And for any publishing company, that's miraculous. And it really comes down to the fact that we use exceptional quality editors to help with our books.
Yeah. Wow. And I think that is it. And again, the quality is the important thing. And as you discussed in the book, and as you were just alluding to there, Ken, it definitely is an investment that has to be made. You know, I think the other thing that people will appreciate, and you were talking about the way that the book is separated, is that even after publishing, because I want to talk to you about the other exciting things that Next Century is doing, including something you mentioned to me before we went live here. But you, one thing you talk about in the book is even after the book is published, the work is not done. Do you also find that that's a mistake that people make, that they think, think I've heard people say this. All I have to do is get my book published, and the world's going to flock to me, and it's, you know, everyone's going to want this book. But they don't really have a plan as to how that's going to happen. Have you found that's one of the big, you know, big misperceptions that people have about the publishing industry?
Yeah, you know, absolutely. Look, I have. It's really turning into a blessing for me, the amount of times that I'm being asked now to speak about the publishing industry and what's going on. And so I put together a keynote speech that really encompasses all of my thoughts and ideas on how to create a best-selling book. And the speech is called The Four C's to Selling Books. And the four C's, in essence, are really simple. If you want to make a full-time, six-figure income selling books, then you have to understand these four C's. They all have to be there. The first one is content. The book has to be an amazing read, and that's what we've talked about already. Get your book onto paper, then get somebody involved to help you. The second is cover. So many people don't go out and get expert advice and opinions creating their covers. But the fact of the matter is, if there's a million new books published every year in America right now, then cover is and when your book is sitting beside 100 other books of the exact same subject in a bookstore, it's the cover that's going to make the difference. Cyrus, put those two aside, and the last two C's are exactly what you were just asking me about. The first is credibility. The second is community. You got to work on your creds. You got to get some stuff behind your name. And at our company, we specialize in helping people to build that platform. And then once you build your credibility and you optimize social media, then you can build a community, which is the last C. And that's the hardest part. You know, Cyrus, when we're working on a book with somebody, we get them started on building their credibility and their following at the same time as our editing team starts on their book.
Okay. Wow. And again, that is a missing piece, as you say, that that people a lot of times don't think about. So, Ken, I believe, and I think even someone listening to this conversation, regardless of how they're listening to it, will have to agree that the process is, I think, a lot more laborious than some people think it is. But also, what you're helping us to understand, I think, and to realize, and I think the book does as well, is that if you're able to start off right, then that definitely will be able to ensure that you're able to get the results that you want. Has that been one of the things you've heard from people who have followed the process, have done the work, and been able to see the rewards of doing that, as you've been able to show?
Yeah, you know, there's two things that – so the answer is yes. To expand on it, there's two things that I think if you go to most of our authors, they'll looking back after they've published their books, the two biggest things that they're thankful for is that they did start properly – and that they got into our system, and they were willing to take the advice and get their own ego out of the other way. The other thing, thousand books, is not to rush the process. And we get this all the time. I mean, we're a hybrid publisher. What that means is we're a self-publisher, so the author controls the project, the author pays for the project, but the author typically pays half of what they would pay at CreateSpace or Lulu. And the way we make that model work is because on the other end of the coin, we have an exceptionally good rate of getting books into bookstores. Like, we have hundreds of books in bookstores in America, which is unheard of for a self-publisher. And that's the reason Publishers Weekly calls us a hybrid publisher. But one of the biggest thing I think our authors would, especially the ones that aren't coming to us with their first book, if they've already had an experience somewhere else that they'll say, is that we've slowed them all down. You see, the biggest mistake that authors make is they finally get their book done and they get it into some semblance or shape and they think it's amazing and they post it on Amazon and they start selling it before they've had it properly reviewed, before they've gone through any type of process sharing galley copies and follow up with people. Once the book is done with us, there's at least another 12 to 18 months before it's launched. Even a self-published book. Now, I know that some people will cringe when they hear that, but remember what I said. You never get a second chance to make a first impression.
Right.
And so over that 12 to 18 months, we're making advanced reader copies of the book. We're sharing it with hundreds of people. to get their feedback on the content, the quality, the readability. We're tweaking the book. We're changing it. Sometimes we're completely redoing them because of feedback so that we know when that book comes to market, it's exceptional quality. And then once that's done, we actually send our books up to a sales force that we work with who pick the books to bookstores months before it hits the shelves. And this system is unheard of in self-publishing. Void is being patient with the process and designing the book for success, the whole launch program.
Right, right. And I think, again, the slowing down part, I think, again, because we are in this age, again, where people, we want things quickly, we want things to be done quickly, but it seems like the focus for next century is to make sure it's done correctly instead of just doing something that is quick. And again, that goes to the success. So as I said, before we went live here, you were asking me if I had heard about Reader's Legacy. And I only heard about it because I had, in the back of the book, I had went to the websites that were listed there as resource sites. And that was one of the sites that was there. Talk to us about what you're doing with readerslegacy.com and the role that it's going to play in the process, Ken.
ReadersLegacy.com is going to change the way people write, read, and experience books. This was a business I had 5 years. I read an article that it was August of 11. It was the first month that more books were sold online than offline, and everybody was forecasting that in 5 years from now, 90% of books sold would be digital, and the world was going to change forever. Well, all of those people have now tuned their forecast. Nobody's saying that anymore. It's about 50-50. But I realized as I was reading that article and looking at my personal book collection and the fact that I have this Kindle sitting on my desk that I've never used, it's one of the first in the cellophane, never opened it. Hate reading e-books. I sell a lot of them, sell 500,000 e-books a year, but I hate reading them. And I realized that the entire digitization or virtualization of the publishing industry, all of these new amazing companies that have emerged like Lulu and CreateSpace and Overdrive and Wattpad, virtualizing probably the most important experience that a reader or a writer has. Near and dear to our heart that we have in our own personal collection. When we're having a bad day, we review them. We rely on them for advice. The authors, their wisdoms, all given to us through this magical form, this document, this book. And I thought, man, I'm going to create a way that somebody can virtualize their home or their private book collection. And then I said, then my mind went nuts. I said, man, imagine if it was like a social media environment that anybody in the world who wanted to could open a page and they could literally create a book. So you open your page, you put on all your social media data, then you use the smartphone app and you scan all the barcodes of every book you've ever read. Or you go to the Add a Book button on your page and it accesses a database of over 20 million books. And when it finds the book, it adds it. The books all get added to your personal collection. So you see it really coolly displayed on your page. But every book in the world has a page. But it's not the book. It's an advertorial. So it has a picture of the cover, video of the book. And I can follow you and you can follow me. Authors have pages. Publishers have pages. We can follow our favorite authors. We can follow our friends. And because you and I have the same reading interest, Cyrus, I noticed one day that, you know, you've added a new book to your library, but I've never heard of it. So instantly I want to know what it is because, you know, you and I love the same types of books. I go to your page. I put my cursor over the book. It enlarges the cover, and it reveals that the book has of course, it leads me to want to buy it. So it's a store with over 20 million books in it, and it launches in 2 weeks. But here's the cool part. So everybody in the world who loves books gets to be in a real fun social media high-end environment where they get to relate with other book lovers and do all this amazing stuff. But we're also launching a virtual currency called Litcoins. And when you open your page and add your books and follow other people and follow others, you collect Litcoin credits that you can use to buy real books. We've partnered with the biggest publishers in America. We've partnered with the biggest distributors in America. This website is launching on June 7th, 2015, with 18 million books listed in it. And it's going to grow by hundreds of new books a day because every author in the world whose book isn't there can, in less than 2 minutes, create their own book page, offer the book for sale, and just do their own self-fulfillment. And so we've created a website that is like Facebook, Amazon meets Goodreads, and it's completely free, and it launches in 7 days, June 7th. And we're doing an event to launch the website called the Reader's Legacy Writers Conference and Choice Awards. We're going to do this event every year going forward, and the Reader's Legacy Choice Awards are going to be given out to the top-selling books in readerslegacy.com. We're going to bring those people to Las Vegas the first weekend of June every year, and then we're going to invite world-caliber authors, publicists, and production people to do a weekend-long writers conference for people who love books. And it's all going to happen the first day of June 2015 in Las Vegas. And we've got so many incredible things, Cyrus, that we're launching with this platform. We're going to give 10% of all. The charitable cause that we're building. Anybody in the world who is doing anything to further literacy in the world, whether it's helping kids get books in Africa or helping to repatriate books that were going to the incinerator, they can submit requests for funding to us. And we're going to use all of that money, 10% of all of the Litcoin credits that are cashed in, and we're going to give the money to those charities. And we're going to fly those people to our event in Vegas every year, and we're going to turn that event into the world's preeminent event for books. And so everything I've just told you has been secretly put together by a team of 18 architects and programmers. It's built on the same platform as Facebook, and it's ready to launch.
Wow. So again, we want people to bookmark the website, readerslegacy.com. And as you heard Ken mention, June 7th is the big day, so it's coming right around the corner. A lot of great things coming up. Ken, that has to be exciting. And again, the book that we've been talking about here is Learn How to Write a Book in 2 Hours, the details a publisher won't tell you about creating, producing, and marketing a bestseller. Ken, let our listeners know how they can stay connected with you and, of course, how they can be able to find out more information about what's coming up for Next Century.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the easiest way today is social media. If somebody wants to reach me directly, they can email me at ken@readerslegacy.com. Readers Legacy and Next Century Publishing have presences on all the major social media. That's the thing, it's nextcenturypublishing.com or readerslegacy.com.
All right, so make sure you guys are staying connected with Ken as well as with Next Century, but also make sure you all are bookmarking readerslegacy.com, the big website that's making its big debut on June the 7th. Congratulations to you, Ken, and the team for all the great work you all are doing to help people and as well as readers, I think, to be able to connect with great books. And looking forward to the next conversation with you.
Be with you.
All right. The pleasure is definitely all mine. And we thank you, our listeners, for joining us for another great segment of Conversations Live. If you're joining us on the radio side or online and you came in late and you missed part of the program, don't worry. Thanks to our online friends, you all can catch the replay right after we go off the air. The link is already available on our social media sites, and we've already tagged Ken and Next Century on Facebook and Twitter. So head over to Facebook.com/CyrusWeb or go over to Twitter.com/CyrusWeb. There you'll find the link for this conversation. Just click on it, and you can listen to the replay for free. Until next time, I'm your host, Cyrus Webb, saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music as well as a great book. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Live. You all make it a great one.